his friends. This year should be a specialist for Rabbi Marty Moshe Yechiu. Lui Nishmas, Harav Ibn Asher Ben Rusa Yitzchak, and Sipora Penina Bas Harav Moshe. In a recent shiur, we saw the base of Ephraim, the Chuvis, who says that Truma is considered Kinyan HaShevet. It is considered the property of the entire Shevet HaKehuna. He's Marich to prove this in the Chuvis base of Ephraim in Yerodeh Samach Aleph. It's Kedai to be Ma'ayin Sham, Sifches, Ayin Sham Barichus. There he brings from the Chuvis HaRashba. Why don't you make a bracha when you give the matanos kahuna? It's because the kohanim are zocha mishulchan gavoa, and Yisrael aren't really giving them anything. Since the Jews aren't giving them anything, there's no reason to make a bracha. It's really God giving them. It's theirs. And so is muchach milashan harambam, in the 12th parak of Trumas in Halacha Yates, v'chein aser lahen, in other words, lakohanim, sheyachtefu Trumas and Maisus elenotlin v'chavod, she'al shulchan hamakom heim ochlin, ve'al shulchano heim shosim. U'matanos elu l'ashem, huzika lahen, she'ne'amar, v'ninasati l'chas mishmeres trumosai. And it's usher for them to snatch the trumas and maestras. They take it b'kavod, because they are eating from the table of Hashem, and they are drinking from the table of Hashem. And these gifts belong to Hashem, and Hashem was mezakeh them, the kohanim, in these gifts, as it says in the pasuk, I gave them mishmeres trumosai. It's mashma also that the Rambam holds that Trumas and Maisrus, they are Zocha Mishulchan Gavoa, Bekach Kosav Bo'or Zerua, Behilchus Staka B'Simen, Yet Aleph, that Trumar Bikurin, Mishulchan Gavoa, Kazacho V'Yitochein, that's also the Svar of Tosfos, Tzadi Gimel Amar Aleph, and Yevamos, Dibur Maschil Knuya, that even by Truma we say that Amira LeGavoa is Kemesira LeHedyot. And the reason is that just saying it is like a tool that you're going to give truma to Hashem is already like giving it to a hedyot. So just saying that this is truma is enough. And the reason is because mishulchan gavoa, it's not really you giving anyway, so it has a din of amira legavoa, which is kimasira lehedyot, because this is really legavoa, this is really God's food, so to speak, that he gave the kohanim. So it's the ritva in the first parak of Kedushan Achav Zayin Amud Aleph. Even though if you look inside, it's not so clear that that's what he means. And look also in the Sefer Ein HaRoim, above the Maharsham, Erech HaMiras HaLagavoa, in Os Hei. And the idea is that through being Mafreshit, it's Niknes LaGavoa, and the Kohanim are Zoche Mishulchan Gavoa. In the Sefer Gilui Das of the Maharsham, in Yoredeya Simen Samach Aleph, he brings the Chuvas HaRashba that we quoted about not having to make a bracha on Nesinas Matnas Kahuna because there's Zocho Mishulchan Gavoa. And he asks on him from the Gemara in Yevamos that says Choseres L'Truma, a woman who's a Yisraeli, a Kohenes whose husband dies with that and she has no children, Choseres Yevamos Pezayin, Choseres L'Truma, Veino Choseres L'Chaza B'Shok, Techsiv Mi Lechem Avia Tochal, Lechem Akonu L'Avia, that she goes back afterwards to eat the truma, but she doesn't eat the matnas kahuna of the chaza and the shok, the breast and the arm, because it says that she eats mi lechem aviha, lechem that is kanu la aviha, that she can go back and eat, and that excludes chaza v'shok that are mishulchan gavoa. And Rashi there explains the truma hi knuya la kohanim she'ena shiarei shulchan hamelech. Truma is lechem aviyah, it's acquired, it's the property of the kohanim, that it's not considered the remnants of the table of the king. Aval shiurei kachim, but the leftovers of kachim they are harehen kemases me'es pnei ha'elokim. They're like a gift from the face of God. Shehen shir shulchan, they're leftovers from his table. So we see something very interesting, and Rashi points out the Maharsham. Truma, you're not zocha mishulchan gavoa. This kasha was also asked in the Sefer Pasah Shulchan in Simon Gimel, Sif Katan Lamites. By the way, all these sources, I am not for a moment going to claim that I'm such a bucky. These are all brought by Hagon, Gadol v'Hamafursim, Rabbi Nassim Gishtetner Zatzal, and his Nassim Pirio, and Vav Mitzia and Vav Omid Beis. I've been trying to give Shiurim sort of keseder in the Sefer, and the Baruch Hashem, the Sefer is many hundreds of pages, and right now I'm only on Daf Chavov. We've given some also later in the Sefer, but most of it we haven't done, so God should give us life, because I just absolutely am infatuated with the Torah of Gishtetner. And you can see why, because he has such great Bekiyus, and he's so clear and deep. So this places into question the theory that was presented by the Beis Ephraim and others, that Shruma is acquired Mishulchan Gavoa. You see here it's not Mishulchan Gavoa. What is Mishulchan Gavoa? The Chaz and the Shok. But Truma is not considered that it's Mishulchan Gavoa, because it says here that Rashi says that Truma is Kenri LaKohanim. It's Eina Shiurei Shulchan HaMelech. Truma is not from God's table. Only Kachim, Chaz and Shok that go to the Kohen, that's from God's table. But Truma is not Mishulchan Gavoa. So this is a big hash on the Rashba. Well, if Rashi is the right pshat in the Gemara, then you have a kasha from the Gemara, but at least you have that Rashi argues with the Rashba. And you see, the Gemara says, the lashon of the Gemara is that prat l'chaz v'shok d'mishulchan gavoa. So the mashmosis is that truma is contrasting with truma, which is not mishulchan gavoa. Hareisha truma ena zocha mishulchan gavoa. So is truma mishulchan gavoa or not? The Rashba asserts that it is. The Gemara seems to say that it's not. Rashi says it clearly. So look in the Shuvas Sholem Eshiv and the Mahadura. I don't know which Mahadura, but in the first volume, there's two numerous Mahaduras of each volume. It's like a lot of stuff, a lot of krachim going on over there in the Sholem Eshiv. So somewhere in Chelek Aleph and Simon Chof Dalet. So how does Rav Gishtetner answer this kash? He says as follows: that Bishleim Achaz of Ashok. So Chaz and Shok, even after it comes into the hands of the Kohen, it's still not his mammon, like we see in Kiddushin, that if somebody's Mekadesh Bechelko, Kohen is Mekadesh Bechelko, that he receives, whether it's Kachem Kachem or Kachem Kalim, the Froy, is the Madel, is not Mekudeshes. Because even after it's in his hands, it's still not his mammon, and therefore he can't be Mekadesh a woman. It's like what we see in the Darim. If somebody says it, a neder of kikari alecha, if it's given as a matana, it's mutter for the person to eat, because then it's no longer this person's kikar. But if he invites him to eat, it's asur. And the Ran explains that if he gives it as a gift, it's mutter, because the kikar is going out of his rishus. But if he's inviting him, then even when he eats it, it's still considered this person's property. We find something similar. Taisbav mitziyat tzadi beiz amid aleph. That since Paul Mishel Shemayim Ochel, he has no koch to give it to others, and the pasuk was only mezakit for himself. What he swallows, what he's loes, but not what he gives to others. I ain't sman shen lamed zayin tziv katan lamed gimel huadin kachem kalim. Even when the person is eating it, it's still considered kinyan gavo, and therefore it's not considered lechem of viha, and therefore ain't a chozeres lekachem kalim. This girl can't go back and eat kachim kalim, because it's not lechem avia. It still belongs to Shamayim. So it never really goes into the rishus of the Kohen, this kachim. It's always God's. Aval truma, it's true that before it comes into the hands of the Kohen, it's begaz of rachmanam, v'kohanim mishulchan gavoa kazachi. Before they get it, it belongs to God. And when they get it, they're getting it from God's table. Nevertheless, La'achar shezocha bo, after the Kohen is zoche, then it becomes his mammon and he's kone. When it comes to kachim, it's never his mammon. But truma, that's the contrast. Both of them you're getting from Shulchan Gavoa, but the difference is that truma, once it's yours, it's yours. Once you get it, it's yours. And for this reason we say in Kiddushin, and Daf Nun Ches Amud Aleph, that a mekadesh b'trumas u'maaser is mekudeshes. Why? Because it's actually yours. And that Rashi says that truma is not shiurei shulchan hamelech, what he means is that when the girl eats it, she is not eating it, or when anybody eats it, any kohen, it is not being eaten mishiurei shulchan hamelech like chaza and shoch. Rather, the person's eating it from their own table once they're ready eating it, because it was already acquired by them. But it still came into the person's hands mishulchan gavoach. Is that so? That's the chiluk. Even shumas mishulchan gavoa kazachu, and that Rashi says that it's not, it's because once it comes into your hands, now you're eating your own, now it belongs to you. Hashem came before you eat it, then it's not, it belongs to Hashem, and you're getting it, you're receiving it, it came into your possession from Shemayim. So the Rashba is correct, that shumas mishulchan gavoa, and all the Gemara means is that once you're eating it, you're eating your own. And therefore, what's called lechem aviha? Only the truma, because that actually belongs to the person. But shirei kachim, that's meis Hashem. And that, even when you're eating it, it's Hashem's. And therefore, after it's yours, it's Hashem's. So, since it's always Hashem's, you can't be makadish with it even. You can't be makadish. Hamakadish bechelko, she's not mekudeshes. Because even after it comes into your possession, it still belongs to God. Masha'ein kain. When it comes to truma, after it comes into your possession, it's actually yours. The Meiri writes in Kiddushin 52b, 52, page 52, Bein kachim kalim, ein amakudesh is klal, shakohanim v'af abaylam v'dvar amelam v'shulchan gavoa zachula, v'ein omam shalhem, v'shem atayim racha shazachu miya, harayim sh'arayu shalhem, ein okein, so zich zatarim mehem lakachel la'achila, so he writes about kachim that it's never yours, can't be parechovos with it, it's only for achila. And he writes le'inyan truma ulfidar kalamata shakoin mekadish v'truma sovu v'chelko shemishabali yodoi harei u'memoina. But truma, once it comes into his hands, it's really his mamon. So that's basically our vort, the vort that we said is in the Meiri. The Meiri says that by kachim kalim, it's always God's, and it's only for the person in his possession to eat. Whereas truma, no, once it comes into your possession, it's yours. But it came from Hashem. Just once it comes into your possession, it's yours. And so writes Rabbi Yosef Engel in his Asvendoy Raisa and Klal Beis. Iran and Chulin, Tesvavam and Beis, the name of the Rav writes, V'chein l'manis kuhuna shezich salam Torah min ha-korban, Svichas melach, Shavhein b'chal kol korbanech atak riv melach. In other words, it's called a korban, even after it's given to the Kohanim, because the Kohanim are only acquiring it to eat, al shulchano shel melach, a relash and a rambam, in the fifth parak of Yisur HaMizbech, in the 11th halacha, mitzis esel l'meloach, kol ha-korban is kodim shal ha-mizbech, shenemar al kol, so it's mashma, that only what is on the Mizbeach requires melach, as opposed to what they're eating. The Ran says what they eat requires melach, because they're eating off God's table. The Rambam seems to say no, only what goes on to the Mizbeach requires melach, not what they're eating. Ve'ein kan makom laharich b'zeh. Now, from the Lashon of the Meiri, it's mashma, rather the Meiri writes, Shalazich satorah mehem lekach ela la'achila. It's mashma la'achila, the Kohen did acquire it. As far as achila is concerned, the Kohen did acquire it. And look in the Tshuvas ben Poras, Rabbi Yosef Engel, Chelek Aleph, and Simon Aleph, Os Dalet, Divar Maschil, Umasha Kasafti di Esh Lomar, from the Tosas Yishanim and Kiddushin, other sources. So we have to say that nevertheless it's not called Lechem Aviha. So at the end of the day, if you say when she's eating it, it's hers, the kachim, then why isn't it called Lechem Aviha? Why do we exclude the chaz and the shok from Lechem Aviha? She is kona it for achila. So the answer is that since it's not hers for other matters, just for eating, that's not considered Lechem Aviha. And the Kohen can't be makin it to others, and all there is a heter achila. Okay, yesh laharchiv bazeh, but please God, in the next shiur we will continue, and we'd like to talk more about the Beis Ephraim, who says that Truma's kinyan hashevet, and it's kinyan hashevet even before it comes into the hands of the actual Kohen, even before the Nesina. And with that, he explains the inyan of Makirei Kahuna. So please God, in the next shiur, Bli Neder, we're going to get into the whole inyan of Makirei Kahuna. And we are going to see, please God, Niflaot Gedolot Mitorat Hashem. Okay, so please stay tuned. There's so much more to say. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.